you for calling customer service. This is Char. How may I help you today?
Hi, I need y'all's address so I can return something.
If I can please get your zip code, please, so I can look and see if you have an account with us first.
70546.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
Margaret D. Smith.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see you right here, but just for security purposes, can you please verify that shipping address?
1714 North Cary Avenue, Jennings, Louisiana.
Okay, let me see here.
Okay. I'm returning the ear pods. Okay, yeah. Do what you gotta do, then I'll talk.
Okay, so it do show they gave you a refund of $20.98 and $20.98.
Yes, and the watch, I can't even get it to work, and they were supposed to send me a book or something, because the last representative I spoke to said he can send me some. Yeah, I never received that, but the AirPods, I have no use for them. I didn't want them to begin with, and if I would have known that this was a trial thing, I'd have never done it. Whenever, I guess I didn't read between the lines. It just said to fill out, to do.
So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Go
so
ahead.
I do see here where they refunded you for almost half the price. It looked like 35% of the watch and the earbuds. And your other watch says it will be delivered on April 1st, so it should be out for delivery today.
Okay. Well, I'm still returning those AirPods because I don't need them, the earbuds, whatever they are. I didn't want them to begin with. I filled out a survey is what I did, and it said, oh, well, you can claim. And it was a survey from Walmart. That's what I don't understand. That's what it seemed like it showed from Walmart. So I filled it out and it said, well, you can get whatever, claim your prize, just pay shipping and handling. So that's what I did. And when I did that, it showed pick something else. And I'm like, well, I don't want nothing else. So I hit back. And when I hit back, it picked up the earbuds. The ear pods. And I'm like, oh, hell no, wait a minute. And it was too late. Everything was already done. But whenever I got them in, I mean, I haven't opened them or nothing. I did the watch to check it out. And then one of the representatives told me that to get on YouTube to set it up because I couldn't figure it out. And when I got on YouTube, them watches ain't even worth that. I could have got me a way better watch. But regardless of the fact, I'm stuck with the watch, but I'm returning those earbuds, whatever they are.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you is, let me see, because your watch is coming. I can do, because it showed they already gave you 35% refund for them earbuds already. So normally when you accept the refund, then that's accepting the product.
Well, he sure in the hell didn't tell me that, because I sure said I did not want them. I did not want them. And it was, I want to say it was the first representative. And then I've done talked to like three or four of y'all. If you'd look and see the call, I'm sure you could see the call logs or whatever. And I say every time I do not want the earbuds, whatever they are.
Yes, because they do show here that they, on the 12th, they refunded you 35% because you was offered 35% discount. Why is she being charged? Explain, offer 35% discount, accept it. So then they put that 35% discount on there, and then you were refunded $20.98 for both items. And then it showed that you called in to see how to set up the watch. And then it also called and said you needed a watch replacement. And we sent you that, and it should be arriving sometime today.
Okay, but I do not want those earbuds. I haven't even opened them. They're cheap. I know they are. They're not
They're good quality earbuds. I actually have a pair myself.
Well, that's what the girl told me about the watch. But whenever I did it on YouTube, it showed a bunch of different stores you can get them at. And it was way cheaper than what y'all was trying to charge me. I could have got a way better watch. I haven't even looked up those earbuds yet.
Okay, so let me see what I can do. Oh, give me one second. Let me. Yeah, because you already got the sale price for them. So the only thing I can do is just give you the address to,
But I won't get my money back. Because I'm not going
to
return them if I can't get my money back. That would be stupid.
And there is a $9.95 restocking fee. So,
now that's bull.
I'll be refunding you just, let's see. So I'll be refunding you $30.
Boy, y'all are a rip-off company. Please do not ever send me any kind of survey to fill out or nothing. I've asked y'all to just go ahead and take me off of y'all's list, and apparently I'm still on there, and that's fine because I did need to get the information. But don't send me anything to fill out to you know what I'm saying, and say, oh well, you get to claim a prize if you fill out a survey, but you have to pay this. And it's only for a trial. Don't do that to me. I don't want anything like that. And then y'all send it to my text. It's not like it goes to my email. It goes to my text. But I want to be eliminated from that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. So, I mean, it won't be any more charges or anything because this account is completed.
Okay, I understand that, but what I'm saying is I do not want to get stuck in something like this again.
We can't determine what ads pop up on your phone, ma'am.
I just won't feel nothing out. Okay. Thank you, honey. Have a good one.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.